Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. You know, entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman, we have her on every so often here with the RRS, and she is really considered like the big sis to young Hollywood. She joins me now from Hollywood on the RRS, and she's, don't be too jealous, because she's pretty tight with the Big Time Rush. Matter of fact, she was recently hanging out with Big Time Rush, right, Jill?
I was. Now, these guys I've been shooting with for a while now, really since the beginning. You know, got an email from Nickelodeon a couple years ago. We have this new show. It's called Big Time Rush. It's also a band, and so we went on set, you know, a couple years ago. So we've really known them for that long and watched them grow into these mega stars. I mean, I compare them to like Beatles status now. I mean, they can't go anywhere, and now they're traveling the world. It's a little harder to nail them down for an interview these days, but I got to see them at Nickelodeon Upfront this week, and still the same guys they've been since the beginning, which I always appreciate with the teen stars, those people that don't change, you know, those celebrities.
Right, absolutely.
But they're about to head out on another tour starting in July, and talk to them a little bit about what to expect. And I had to do this because I always wonder, you know, when celebrities get tweets, because they do tweet back, they tweet their fans back, you know, here and there. But I had Carlos from Big Time Rush show me what his feed looked like as far as his replies.
Uh-huh.
He's loaded with replies just in, you know, every couple minutes. So I was watching him scroll through. He was like, look at these, all these responses. So really exciting for those guys. Can't think of anyone that deserved it more. And of course, they're nominated for a Kids' Choice Award this weekend. So they're really excited about that and really pushing their fans to vote on Nickelodeon.com.
That's right. And the boys One Direction also going to be performing at the Kids' Choice Awards this weekend for Nickelodeon. Certainly looking forward to Big Time Rush's tour coming up this summer. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Let's talk about another teen star. This one a little more up and coming, though. And I had no idea that Master P had a daughter who is like kind of becoming a pretty big deal, Jill.
She's so talented. Her name's Symphonique Miller. I met her a couple years ago. Again, she actually was one of Disney's Next Big Thing contestants, and I got to hear her sing, and she was amazing back then. She's even grown into more of an amazing artist. She's going to star on her own show. It's called How to Rock. Of course, it's a Nickelodeon show, so it has a great message to it, but she's also breaking out as her own singer-performer, and she couldn't be any sweeter, couldn't be any more eloquent, professional, and of course, her dad goes everywhere with her, so it's been really fun for me to see someone who I was a fan of, you know, especially in college and in high school, Master P, of course. So he's been kind of with her every step of the way, and it seems like she's got great guidance, and she's got the talent to back it.
Sounds like she's stunting like a daddy, which is never a bad thing when your daddy's Master P as well. Well, hey, again, we'll link up with Jill on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman, as always, thanks for the 411.
No problem.